It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, rain, rain. A wicked rain falling from the sky. Down, down, down. Pouring down upon the night.
That's right. Lots of rain in the forecast this weekend, though it might clear up in time for New Year's Eve. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to take a look back at highlights of the weather year in review for 2018 in just a bit. First, though, let's get some more details on the forecast, Cliff.
Well, we have rain today and wind tomorrow, and then it improves. A warm front is now moving into the region, and you'll notice that the temperatures are going to go up substantially as we get to later today. So, you know, upper 40s is certainly possible, and maybe even low 50s on Saturday. Now, you know, we'll have a rainy day today. But the big thing is going to be the winds. The winds are going to rev up as the warm front moves through. And then tomorrow, as a cold front approaches the coast, I think the winds here in Puget Sound could start gusting up to 30 to 50 miles per hour. So another little windstorm, maybe not quite as large as the others, but it's definitely going to get very, very breezy and maybe a few power outages. So then, as we get later today on Saturday, the cold front moves through. We'll have some rain with that. And it looks like Sunday won't be bad. I mean, there'll be some scattered showers, particularly in the mountains. But I think you'll definitely have some breaks on Sunday. It won't be too bad. But the temperatures will start cooling down. Now, an exciting thing for the New Year's is that it looks like a ridge of high pressure will be coming in Monday and Tuesday. So it could actually be quite dry. You know, temperatures may be in the upper 40s, but it'll be dry, I think, on Monday into Tuesday. So that's where we're going.
Pretty nice for New Year's Eve in all likelihood.
It does. It looks like people can go outside and do whatever celebrations they want to do outdoors on New Year's Eve and probably get away with it.
All right. So let's talk about some of the big events in the weather this past year. I know 2018 started out unusually sunny, but what about overall?
Well, you know, if you look at the big picture, the biggest picture is that it was warmer than normal, and particularly the summer. Our summer from mid-spring into the summer, it was way above normal over the region. We're talking about, you know, 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit, higher than normal for the maximum temperatures for, you know, a good part of the summer. And these high temperatures were accompanied by dry conditions, so we had a drier than normal summer as well. Our annual precipitation for the whole year is a little bit below normal. Here around Seattle, it's about 2 inches below normal. But if you go to Southwest Washington, you know, there it's 3-5 inches below normal, so quite dry. One thing I thought was really interesting about this year was the lack of temperature extremes. You know, we didn't get anything above 92 here in Seattle, and nothing below 25. So, you know, we didn't get any of the real extreme hot and cold periods, which I thought was interesting. Perhaps the most important weather event of the year was the smoke storm of August 20th and 21st. You remember that one?
Yeah. I mean, we had some of the worst air quality on record in Seattle. It was as bad as Beijing.
Or even worse. And that smoke storm really got people's attention. And that was connected with a weather feature called the thermal trough, this area of low pressure moving up from California that sucked in smoke from fires over the Northeast Cascades. So that just was a conduit of smoke right into us. And that was a pretty major event for many people. And what was disturbing, it was the second year in a row that we had such smoke. Getting beyond the smoke, you know, we had 2 moderate windstorms this month. I'm sure you remember those windstorms, the one on the 14th and the 20th.
Definitely. And tons of power out at my house also.
That's right. And those were associated with very strong Pacific cyclones coming in off the ocean. And, you know, the winds got gusted up to 50 to 60 miles per hour in exposed locations, and hundreds of thousands of people lost power. And I mean, those are not unusual. We get those kind of windstorms, but those were very notable.
And we had some really strange ones too, though, right?
That's right. We had some very unusual, or appear to be unusual, localized windstorms, like the one on January 27th near Quinault, Washington. That one I was interested in. There was this localized blowdown of old growth trees. The winds must have been 80 to 90 miles per hour. And we think that was associated with a rotor, as the circulation associated with a mountain wave as the air descended down the terrain near Lake Quinault. And then we had another one that was kind of similar on December 14th. You remember the strong winds and heat wave in Port Angeles? That was pretty notable. The temperatures jumped by 20 degrees and the winds gusted to 50, 60 miles per hour. That was also associated with air coming down the mountains, which is something that happens here because we have so much terrain. Probably the most fascinating localized wind was the Port Orchard tornado on December 18th, and which, you know, we do get tornadoes, but this was a relatively strong one as well.
Yeah, people are still cleaning up from that. It's a pretty dire out there, I hear.
I know. And then, of course, there was the blob. People love the blob. And the blob, that area of warm water in the Northeast Pacific, that strengthened during this year. So we had this warm water blob. And unfortunately, the blob just recently died. So the blob came and went. And finally, there was the big transition from La Nina, colder than normal waters in the Pacific, to El Nino, warmer than normal waters. And so we're in an El Nino right now. And that's going to be influencing our weather after January 1st, probably less snow and a little bit warmer than normal. So those are some of the big things that happened this year.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.